But again, it's not me, but it reveals exactly where you are. You know, we know how good they are, but, so, we're short handed. Martin Harris, small, play with great intensity, the entire game.
Tom, there's a chance Powell Gasol be named the starter for the All-Star team. They're going to announce it in an hour or so. We don't know if it'll be, but just could you talk about Powell's season up to this point and you feel like, you know, he's been that good merit of starting the All-Star team?
I think he's earned it. He's played at an extremely high level the entire season. He's been strong on both sides of the ball. And as I said, we've been shorthanded the whole time. He and Jimmy really stepped up.
Did you expect them to have this much impact and this much effect on the team this season and play at this level?
Well, I think following his career and watching him, I knew how talented he was, what a high skill level he had. I know the last couple of years battled through some things, but I could see this summer how highly motivated he was. I think that was important for him. I think he came into camp in great shape, ground running. He really hasn't stopped since. He's been terrific. Practices hard every day.
What's he meant to your team?
A lot. I think good veteran leadership. I've always said that the best type of leadership is doing the right things each and every day. And he does that. But basically, he comes in every day. He's going to give you a good, honest day's work every day. He's experienced just about everything there is to experience. So I think he handles things well. But as I said, the most important thing are the things that he does. I think players look at that and they say, you know, that's a person I can follow.
How do you think Jimmy's been with
the league? He's been terrific. Jimmy's played the 2 and 3 all year long. He gets whatever he needs, he provides. Whether it's scoring, defense, rebounding, playmaking, he's invaluable to our team. I think he brings a lot of toughness to our team, which is what we need.
Has Jimmy had to take an extra load in some way, shape, or form without winning?
Well, I mean, I think right from the start, when all the guys missing as many games and practices as he missed, Jimmy's power, there's an opportunity for Jimmy to grow, and he's taking it along with him. I think it's been good for him. And, I don't want to pull it out of him. I think he's doing more. So, very talented guy, hardworking, driven. So, we'll see. On this side of it.
How yesterday told us that maybe it's a good idea sometimes to take a foul or two to get his position. Is that sort of mentality to sort of set a physical tone?
I just want him to be aggressive, concentrate on body position. Everybody is. We have to have everyone put more into it right now. And especially when you're short-handed, Martin Harris small. So we have to play with great intensity all the time, not just him, our entire team.
It gets obviously, even by coaches sometimes, the coaches can have a shelf life with their team. If that's the case, how do you explain?
Obviously, you missed yesterday. I couldn't care less.
No, I just wondering, in terms of Pop situation, that he's enjoyed his name, is it a testament to him? Is it about the core guys he has?
Pop is a that's a mark of greatness. To be in one place and to set the standard that he has. I mentioned this morning. I happened to be in San Antonio prior to his arrival. I was actually there for about 3 weeks while he was settling in as the general manager, so I have a pretty good understanding of where it was and where he's taking it to. I think the strong leadership provides his order, and he established that right from the beginning. He's maintained it throughout. So, in every area, as a leader, as a teacher, coach, communicator,
you think there's a part of